The Godcast you're about to listen to is being rebroadcast for the Best of a History with God Godcast. Enjoy and stay blessed. 2014, the year of victory over death and the manifestation of love. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the special guest host of today's Godcast, Tim McDonald.
Hey everybody, this is Tim McDonald. Get ready for part two of The Importance of Women in Ministry. Stay blessed.
What do women do now? How can they lay hold of a mantle that's being available to them?
Right.
And they may not even, you know what I mean? If there's years of coming under this and not even knowing, it may not even occur to them that they can go get this or it's available to them. And so does that make sense?
Or? Yeah, I think, what we've covered all this, like, I feel like this is like groundwork.
Yeah.
And then a woman might say, well, what do I do now?
Like,
maybe they're not in a church that they're allowed to speak, you know?
That's true. And, well, that's kind of, maybe that goes along with, you know, and I think Dennis touches it on the end. Maybe your church won't allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't allow you to speak like you just said.
Right.
Well, who's to say you can't go out in the world?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And it's kind of like, we are the church.
Actually, I have a perfect example of that. My friend Albina, she calls herself a born-again Catholic. She goes to a Catholic church, and she participates. She's Italian. She's been Catholic. It's a relatively good Catholic church, but she's totally born again. She reads the Word on her own, and she will literally hear God say, go to ShopRite. And she'll say, God, I don't have to go to ShopRite. I don't need anything. And he's like, Albina, go to ShopRite. So, you know, she goes to ShopRite, and she says he will literally say that one over there. And she's chasing people down the aisles. Not that they're running away from her, but she's trying to catch up with people. And, you know, God knows exactly who's already set there for her to minister to. And she ministers in the aisles of ShopRite or wherever she is. And she's preaching. Maybe she's preaching to one person, one at a time right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, she would never be allowed to get up and preach in her church. But she can certainly preach at ShopRite as long as somebody's there listening. She just talks one-on-one to people.
Mm.
And she's had people crying and
telling
her their whole life story. And
yeah, that's good. That's the whole Holy Spirit-led.
It can be just as simple as that.
And then we were talking about it earlier, is that I don't think the woman has to be like, dang it, you know.
Right.
They're right. They start to see the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And so to not rise up within you with like a militancy to go after this thing.
Right.
It's just be who God says you are. Mm-hmm. You know, be the nurturer. You know, Heidi Baker says is that we don't birth ministry, we birth relationship with Him.
Right.
And ministry happens.
Right, exactly.
And see, the righteous anchor can arise, but don't go after it with I'm going to get back, you know what I mean,
right.
at the men, and I'm going to, you know what I mean, and show him I'm supposed to co-labor. There's a loving thing that men, you know, we have to learn how to rethink.
A loving thing.
It's going to be tough, but I mean, you know, it's a new way of thinking, and just don't go after it like, you know, like you're trying to control it, you know, it's already yours. It's like a spiritual blessing.
Because I'm right there. Like,
it's like the pendulum swings from one direction to the other.
Because I know when I left the Catholic Church and when I had a total illumination in one single service, not about women in ministry, but about what the Lamb of God was.
Mm.
I mean, I'm telling you, not to bash the Catholic Church. I know there's great Catholic churches. I'm just talking my experience, me individual experience. I went to Catholic grammar school, Catholic high school, Catholic college. I taught in Catholic high school. And when this pastor said, the Lamb of God is Jesus, I was like, and he was explaining, you know, the sacrifice of the Lamb at Passover. I was like, I hit Frank, he was sitting next to me, and I went, that's what the Lamb of God is?
Right.
I got so angry at the Catholic Church because I felt like, how did I make it through so many years and not know that? And then I was so excited about this. I told my friends who I taught with, and they were like, yeah, Chris, no kidding. Like, so I know some people got it. But, like, where was I? That I was I out that day that they taught on that? But it made me angry. And it made me have, like, a little bit of bitterness and angry towards my Catholic school experience or Catholic Church experience. So I know what you're saying about you don't want to go out and be militant and start, like, bashing and, you know.
Making people see your authority.
Right.
You already have. See, when you already have something, you don't have to. Then you just went from functional
to positional again.
And to the other extreme.
And chaos ensues.
Yeah, it's just I just don't want to see that happen. I want to see, you know, because I want women to be who they are. So I was telling Frank too. It's like, I don't like to look at it as being selfish, but I look at, I want more of him, and I want everybody around me who's gonna empower me to get more of him. And so if I'm not experiencing the fullness of God because I'm not hooked around up with women who know who they are, then I want to be hooked up with women who know who they are. You know?
Okay.
I don't know. You can maybe correct me if that's the wrong. I just want more of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm surrounding myself. And so if you're with the womanly attributes, I want to be connected with godly women so that we can co-labor so that now I can reach. I want the fullest. I want it all.
Right, right. That's a good starting place for somebody. Well, first, I think a good starting place is for an individual to just sit down with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit minister to you, to give you revelation. Read the scriptures and or whatever scripture you're led to, and let that just work in your heart, and then see what direction you're going to go in. And then maybe you do want to surround yourself with women or a woman who you feel like she's got what I want.
Right.
I mean, I've heard that for years. Like, if you want to be somewhere in life, look at people who are there and follow them.
That's right.
You know, because
that's the red strawberry thing.
Right.
That may not make sense for somebody who didn't hear the story, but I mean, it's like Jesus is the ultimate red strawberry. He shows what green strawberries are supposed to look like.
Right, right.
You know, Esther, when she went to go be with the king, she was under the headship of Haggai, who is the chamberlain, and he told her all about who the king was. You know, so we need to get, you know, and so when it was her time to go be with the king, she only took what Haggai said to take with him because he knew his favorite color, his favorite dress, his favorite perfume. He knew all about the king.
Right.
And so when it was her time, she hung around him and he was able to tell her all about the king.
Right.
And so you got to be around people who know the king. Because one of my things is, what does that look like? Okay, what does it look like with women in ministry? It's the same as men. It's no different. The women are supposed to raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out demons, you know, multiply food. Everything that you saw Jesus did is just as equally for women as it is for men. There's no difference.
Right, exactly, right. So I guess we would say, get with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Spend time in the Word. Spend time fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Get around people who do the same.
Yep. One of the keys that I was talking about mantles before, and what I love about the story of Elisha and Elijah is that Elijah asked Elisha, you know, what do you want? And you can tell, it doesn't say that Elisha went and fasted and prayed and he knew what he wanted. He already had it in his mind what he wanted. I want the double portion.
Right.
And so, you know, Elijah's going on his way and he's like, you stay here. And he's like, no way. You know, I'm getting my double portion. There was something inside of him that was like, I want what you said I can have. And so when Elijah's finally taken up, his mantle falls. And the thing that strikes me is that Elisha takes the mantle and it says he goes immediately to the river. And he strikes the water and it says, where is the God of Elijah? And so when you're hearing this message, it's part of the plan is go pray for the sick.
Yeah.
You know, start doing the stuff. You know what I mean? Because there's how many years, you know, it's the same process that I did. You know, you hear the word, you stand on the word, and then you got to put the word into practice.
Right.
You know, you got to go pray for the sick.
Right.
You're not going to see any people, you know, raised from the dead. You'll see none if you don't pray for anybody.
Absolutely. Right.
There has to be, it's like putting soil on the seed. You know, Bill Johnson loves to say, we're releasing seed now. I'm getting excited. I'm not even a woman, you know. It's like somebody has to be getting excited about. They're like, wow, I never saw this. This is really empowering, you know. And then so way you do it is you just put soil on a seed. You go and you do those things that you were saying, intimacy mm-hmm. with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. If the church isn't allowing you to do it, there's plenty of sick people in the marketplace. You know, right. go chase them down the ShopRite aisle.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. just learn to do it. It's okay. You know, I just release you to make a million mistakes. It's not yeah. about mistakes.
It's not.
You know, you're learning. In fact, you can't make mistakes. Right. You just get more chances to do it right.
Amen, I agree. There are no mistakes. Right. It's just basically practice.
Right.
You know, and just the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Right.
And I know if that might seem intimidating, like I'm talking about my friend Albina in ShopRite, and somebody, maybe a lot, I would have right. years ago said, I am not talking to strangers in ShopRite. And right. I'm not. I'm just right. not going to do it. It wasn't right. me. But I do now. Yeah. And I'm not saying I got saved and then I started right. preaching. No, yeah. years transpired
yep.
before I'm here, and I can still be better at it.
Yeah.
You know, still be sensitive to God wants me to stop and talk to somebody in, you know, Home Goods.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, I'm busy. I'm sorry. Maybe tomorrow. You mm-hmm. know, and then you're like, oh, I repent. I right. should.
Or you throw out all these valises. You know, well, if they turn the corner and they stretch their right eyeball, you know, and twitch
right.
with their eyes.
If I see them again in the next aisle, then I'll. And right. then you see them again and you're like,
all right. It's fun though. We were in the mall and, you know, Frank was chasing down this one guy and he was like, hey, can I talk to you? And he was like, yeah, but I'm going to keep walking. And so he's like talking to him as he's walking mm-hmm. and then finally get to the spot and we're ministering to him and it was just a fun time mm-hmm. ministering to the guy. And then we saw him later on. His whole countenance was different. Mm-hmm. He was just excited. He was like, man, that word you gave me was awesome. You guys are great. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But we had to chase the dude down, you know?
Right.
They don't know what love looks like. Mm-hmm. The world doesn't.
No,
you know, a lot of the church doesn't know what love looks
right.
like.
You're right. But just don't be intimidated, you know, if you're listening to this about, oh, I got to go out and go into shop. You don't have to do that. You just... Mm-hmm. get led by the Holy yeah. Spirit. When you feel ready, you yeah. know, God is so gracious.
Amen.
I mean, he made you. He's Amen. Not out there to beat you up if you make a mistake. He loves the heart of yeah. wanting to do it. He just loves yeah. the heart of your desire to do it,
yeah.
even if you're not even ready to do anything. Just that's hang right. out with him. He'd that's be right. loving that.
That's right.
If that's, well, that's all you changes. Can do right now, just hang out with him.
That's what changes you. You yeah. become like the one you behold. So as you spend time with intimacy, you can't help but love
right.
your husband or your wife differently or
right.
your kids differently. It's just, it'll be a natural byproduct mm-hmm. of your relationship with him.
And the thing that really motivates me the most is when I realize how much mercy and grace mm-hmm. It's a really bad analogy, but if you've seen a really fantastic movie, aren't you talking about it?
Yeah.
You tell, yeah. oh my goodness, yeah. you gotta see this movie, it's fantastic.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, I cried, I laughed,
Yep.
So when you spend time with the Lord and you realize how much He loves you and yeah. how much He's done for you, you are going to want to run out
yeah.
and tell as many people as possible.
Amen.
And it's not going to be a chore. It's going to be a joy to do. You're not going to be
right.
able to stop yourself from doing
That's
that.
Right.
So
yeah. Well, one of the things I feel led to do too, and they call this like sitting in proxy or call it, but I feel like I need to like just repent
mm-hmm.
or ask for forgiveness for women as a man,
mm-hmm.
kind of a representative.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Can I do that? Or?
Absolutely, yes.
So I just want to speak to all you ladies out there. You were God's idea. It wasn't even Adam's idea. He wasn't even thinking about a woman. But you ladies were God's idea. And so I just want to ask for your forgiveness for misinterpreting the word and not protecting you as the Father protected Holy Spirit. That as a man, that we just haven't protected you, we haven't honored you, we haven't lifted you up, and we haven't allowed you to speak, and all those things that brought us to this place now. And so I just want to ask for your forgiveness, and I just, as a male, I just honor you right now, and I just release you to do all those things that are stirred in your heart right now, to be the woman that God has called you to be, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, that was good. So just to wrap up, I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to please check out the video on the website so that you can see what we've been talking about, and it goes into much greater detail with scripture and explanation. And if you have any questions, we really want to encourage you to send us an email. If you have questions, or for me or Tim or for Frank or anybody in the team, just please send us an email and we will get back to you as soon as possible. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Tim. This is a great, great topic.
Yeah, it was fun.
So I know it wasn't you.
Yeah. That's right. I'm okay with that.
So we're going to sign off and we're going to say, stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.